Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
There is a rumor within her family that her husband might be screwing around on her, and she wants our help to get to the bottom of it here in just one second. Before we get to that, there is a woman in Tennessee that just gave birth to a gargantuan baby.
Ooh, gargantuan. Can we try to guess how many pounds this thing is?
Ooh.
For me, this is gargantuan. All right, how much did Jimmy weigh when he was born?
8 pounds, 1 ounce.
8 pounds, 1 ounce. Cassie, your kids?
9 pounds, something ounces. I'm not a good mom. I don't remember.
That's a lot.
Big enough to have a C-section for the second one.
9 pounds is a lot. The average is 7.4 pounds.
My husband weighed 11.
11 pounds.
Whoa.
That's a gargantuan baby.
That it was.
My kids were both preemies, so they were like 3.5 pounds. They were little teeny, teeny, teeny little guys. Okay. So there is a mom in Tennessee that just gave birth to a 13-pound boy.
She gave birth to a toddler.
13-pound boy. Okay.
That's bigger than my cat.
Oh, look at them cheeks.
He is so cute. He's the size of a three-month-old, they
say. Legit size of a three-year-old. And delivered him, I believe, naturally.
She did not deliver him vaginally. No, it says planned cesarean section.
Okay. Right.
Herbert Weiss.
That would have been impressive.
You just made me Kegel.
That thing is
a better story.
There's elastic and there's elastic.
She delivered that vaginally. Cool. The tunneling for Elon Musk's hyperloop is done. You know, like
that kid is an absolute unit.
Wow. 13 pounds, man. 13.
He's 80% bigger than the average baby.
Oh,
80%.
That's a flex.
College football coaches are out the door waiting to sign him. Bama was knocking on the door as soon as they came home from the hospital.
He's got an NIL deal somewhere already. All right, so there is a rumor going on within the family that Josie's husband might be messing around. She wants our help to get to the truth. Mo's got the email.
Hey, Bird Show. I hope you're all doing well. I've got something I really need your help with. Recently, my brother-in-law and his wife decided to split because he was cheating on her. So his wife, soon to be ex-wife, got in touch with me and dropped a bit of a bombshell. She claims that my husband, her husband's brother, is likely doing the same thing.
Oh, infidelity runs in the family. How cute.
It's part of your DNA. It was passed down from grandpappy to pappy. Now I got it.
Ooh, if you dated somebody who has a family like that, would that be pre-infidelity?
Diagnosed with pre-infidelity.
Now, I've always trusted my husband. He's got his weekly boys' night out and goes on hunting trips once a month with his brother and friends.
Yeah, who knows what he's hunting?
I think we're going to find out.
Beaver.
No!
Wow. Serious. That wasn't
really
subtle.
Who said that?
I have no idea, Tommy. I have no idea. That person is rude.
I've always been okay with it, but after what my sister-in-law told me, I'm not sure what to think. She's suggesting that these nights out aren't really what they seem, and they're just cover-ups for, well, you know. But I can't tell if she's just bitter because of what's happening with her own marriage, or if she's actually trying to help me.
That's what I was thinking.
Misery loves company.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
So here's where I need your help. I need to find out if what she's saying is true without accusing my husband of something he might not be doing. Just to be clear, I don't want to cause any drama or accuse anyone of something they haven't done. I just need to know the truth for my own peace of mind. Thanks in advance for any help you can give me.
Let me ask you guys a question here. So even if there was a rumor within the family that Bart was messing around on you, Chad was messing around on you, Tiffany was messing around on me, whatever, would you even like... What?
I would just... No, finish your question.
Would you even give it a second thought, really?
I would be less likely to believe a rumor that came from my family than one that did not come from my family. But that's just me.
Look, I think if you're in like a healthy relationship and something like this comes out of left field, like I'm not even taking this seriously.
No, I think if there were some actual evidence, sure. But otherwise, I've had friends do this with past relationships. And they're like, you know, your boyfriend was seen walking with another girl from class to class. I'm like, cool, he can have female friends now. And he ended up marrying her. But still, the rumor was not true. I actually don't believe he cheated at all. So I think people just want to sow discord, you know?
Mom?
Nah, I don't think I would believe this one, especially if it was coming from somebody who was going through a similar situation. I would probably see it as you want some support in that area of misery. But yeah, I wouldn't take it seriously.
Now, to be fair, I did interview a genetic scientist once who did say pre-infidelity is a thing.
No way.
Infidelity runs in the family, so.
Is it?
Is she not totally in the clear here?
What? You're joking,
it's
right?
It's one of the most fascinating interviews I've ever done.
The Burt Show.